Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning and welcome to Hardline here on News Radio 930. WBEN, after a two-week hiatus, we are back live here on Hardline, rested up and ready to go. In a week that was nonstop news, we had the State of the Union address. We have gas prices over $4 average now here in Western New York. We have a war going on in the Ukraine. And back here locally in Buffalo, we also have more news breaking. All that and more will be over the next 2 hours of Hardline, beginning with Congressman Chris Jacobs, who has come back from a trip to the southern border and is bringing us an update. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Congressman, before we get to your trip to the border, I would like to know your thoughts on the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday.
Well, this is the second opportunity that I should have had to go, but this was actually the first one that I could go in person because of the COVID restrictions. But so it was, for first time to be there was, certainly memorable. I certainly was in the nosebleed section, but I was still in there. So, I don't always want to be negative on things, but I have to be honest with them on it. And I just felt that, I was happy to hear his words in recognition of the heroism of the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian leader, and the actions he's called to do in terms of sanctions. It's just so regrettable that the many sanctions he's discussed, the actions that he's discussed, are just, really too little too late, that these were, we had been urging the administration to put sanctions in place months ago before an invasion. Now, after the fact, Putin, I believe, is committed. He's not going to go back for his political survival. He can't. So it's certainly going to hurt. It'll hurt the Russian people. But I don't think it's going to have the impact to dissuade Vladimir Putin. He also talked about, getting lethal weaponry there, Stinger missiles. Again, we had been advocating for months and months, and monies had been approved for that lethal weaponry to get into the Ukraine, and the administration sat on it. And now it's after the fact that the damage is being done, the death toll is ramping up. So it's so frustrating. So, having said that, I certainly will do all I can to support the administration at this point in time because we need to be unified. We need to be unified in this effort. But I will say that the Biden State of the Union, what we saw there was certainly there was a recognition of the many problems we had, the inflation. He even recognized the southern border, which he seems to ignore all the time. the energy situation we have, the high cost at the pump. But what I didn't hear is any course correction on that. It was more doubling down on the same failed policies that have caused these problems. So, you know, we have this southern border situation, not a recognition that it was his policies, the stopping of the wall, the stopping of the Remain in Mexico policy, that has caused the onslaught of record numbers, 2 million people last year coming over the border illegally. The inflation crisis, not a recognition that the reckless spending has caused that. He actually doubled down and said he wants to spend $2 trillion more. I mean, it's on and on and on. So, and of course, you know, no recognition that the lack of leadership abroad, what happened in the debacle in Afghanistan, really set the table for rogue leaders like Putin, and I'm very worried about China, saying, well, there'll be no consequence from the United States if we do what we do. So it was a state, I'd say, of State of the Union. It was a delusional State of the Union. And I think that many of us just walked away shaking their heads, and we're hopeful we'd see a recognition of policies that were not just ineffective but counterproductive and damaging, but instead just the doubling down and continuing to move forward, which is really, really troublesome to many of us, because we are in a, you know, this is really the main theme of this administration is crisis. You know, whether it's an inflation crisis, energy crisis, a crime wave crisis, or a crisis abroad. We need dramatic change, and it doesn't seem to be happening from the administration.
You know, that inflation, Congressman, we're all feeling here in Western New York. Over $4.19 a gallon is the average when we woke up this morning. What moves or what procedures do you think the administration could take before we get to that $5.50 average that we're seeing in some places of California?
Well, again, I was disturbed that I didn't hear any, again, course correction. You know, his solution was more electric vehicles, and he said that. He said that in the State of the Union. Now, I have nothing against electric vehicles, but we're talking about right now, you know, we're seeing swings or increases of 20 cents in a day or two. You know, we're not going to – that is not a solution. The solution would be to take the hand out off the throat of local of domestic production. That, I know, would in and of itself take a little bit of time to get going, but the message would impact. If we, you know, the action day one when he stopped the Keystone Pipeline, he stopped any new drilling leases in the United States, that sent a chilling effect to the markets, and that's as we started seeing ramps up in the cost, and the regulators being very aggressive on, I think, abusing their regulatory authority to really be punitive towards people in the energy sector. If that tone changed, if he said today, we are going to start back up the Keystone Pipeline, just that message alone, I think you'd see a dramatic thing. But instead, what did he do? He stopped the Keystone Pipeline here in the United States, but allowed the Nord Stream 2 to go ahead to empower Russia and make Europe more dependent on Russian energy. And we're buying all that energy too. We're sending about $75 million a day, and that was last week's numbers. We're making more now. He's making more now because the price has gone up, to Russia, to essentially, in my mind, subsidize this war. So this is really just reckless policy, unrealistic policy. Look, I am for, you know, green energy. I'm for solar, wind. I believe local control and where it goes. But this transition needs to be happening in a rational way. And I believe natural gas in particular, liquefied natural gas as well, LNG, that's the transition fuel for, you know, a while that brings the price down, is cleaner. And let's keep in mind, every time we shut drilling activity down here in the United States and it goes to Russia or the Middle East, it is far more dirty. So even on the environmental, do you think there's any regulations that Russia has in regards to drilling? No. So even on an environmental argument, it's irresponsible. So, but the Biden administration, I did not hear any course correction in terms of energy policy. It's just this unrealistic and reckless Green New Deal that AOC and the extreme left of the party dictate, and everybody else complies. It's very, very irresponsible, and we see now the impact of irresponsible energy policy, because this is directly connected to what is going on and contributing to what has happened in the Ukraine and the situation with Europe being so vulnerable.
Congressman, Friday you were down in Del Rio, Texas, touring the southern border. What updates do you have for us?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go down with 14 other members and delegation down there to the San Antonio region. And I had been down probably about 6 months ago. And so the opportunity came up, and I think it is very important to see, you know, what's happening, what has changed, what has not. It was an excellent trip. We toured detention facilities. We were at the border. We met with local law enforcement, local business officials. When we had the meeting with Customs and Border Patrol, who are really, they are just being overworked would be an understatement. You know, they have just been the last year and a half has just been an extremely stressful situation for them. But last year in this sector, the Del Rio sector, which I toured, there was 228,000 illegal encounters, people interdicted, 85,000 gotaways, people they saw but they couldn't get. So the guess is that when you say 85,000 gotaways, there's probably at least another 85,000 that you didn't see. So we're talking close to 500,000 in this area. But even when you look at just the 228,000, that's a 9-year high. So the argument the Biden administration said this is just a kind of a cycle type of thing. It's just, there's no attachment to reality there. This is unprecedented. Their estimate is there'll be another 100,000 higher in 2022. Obviously, the only one benefiting here, our national security has been completely compromised in the southern border. The humanitarian crisis of the people coming over the border lured in. The only one making out here are the cartels. The cartels, they estimate, are making $24 million in just the human trafficking in a week in this one sector. Because it's about $3,000 to $5,000 per person they make, depending on if it's a single adult or family, so forth. And that's just with the human trafficking. They have a whole other side of it in terms of the drug activity. So that was one reason I was wanting to be down there, because of this deadly issue of the immense amount of fentanyl that is coming over the border and killing. We had 177. Heroin opioid ODs this year in 2021 in Erie County alone, and about 85% of that was fentanyl. So, and a high percentage of that fentanyl comes from the southern border. So if people say, why are you down at the border? Doesn't it impact us? Oh, yes, it does. Talk to any family that has lost a loved one this past year. This is coming over the border, this is killing our people. That's a major reason why I was down there.
You know, Congressman, when you bring up the drugs that come over the border, when you come back to D.C. And as you've mentioned, you have people that say, oh, why are you focusing on the southern border? There's all this going on. And you bring up the drugs, you bring up the fentanyl that are just walking over the border. What do people say? What is their response to that? People that might be questioning you at the border, when you bring up the drugs, what's their response?
I think that that's one that really causes people to kind of take a pause and say, okay, I really didn't think about that. I mean, I was with a colleague from West Virginia, and West Virginia has, I think this year total, our nation lost 100,000 people to fentanyl deaths, but West Virginia is the leader in fentanyl deaths. So, I mean, this is at epic proportions, and you have to combat that on many fronts. We need treatment, we need enforcement, but it does not help where just you know, the immense amount of fentanyl coming from the southern border, pouring into neighborhoods, aggressively marketed through these cartels. And, you know, their life is so much easier to get these illicit drugs over the border because of the humanitarian crisis. Because the Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed in processing the human side of things. You know, if they get, they say, you know, okay, here's a big gap in the border wall that didn't get finished. The cartels will dump several hundred people and a lot of kids and so forth in that one area. And then the Border Patrol agency, guard said to me, I guarantee you a mile down the road, while we're handling all these people who've been out in the elements for weeks and have health issues and so forth, we're all pouring in to deal with that because of the human factor. The cartels is down the road about a mile, coming through another gap in the border wall and bringing all the drugs over. So they make it both ways, and they benefit by this border crisis. So when we create a porous border, both in terms of not having the physical infrastructure, not having the manpower, the Biden administration has refused to give additional staffing to the border agents. I mean, they have mandatory right now 6-day work weeks, mandatory overtime. I mean, and this has been for a very long period of time. They are tapped out and demoralized because they do not feel that the administration has their back. So these are the things. I also had a member from Long Island area, MS-13, the gangs, huge issue of new recruits coming, young men coming up from the southern border. They can't afford the fee to get over the $3,000 to $5,000, so it's an IOU. Who pays the IOU? The MS-13, and then they're basically slaves. So and they're coming up to the New York City area and wreaking havoc. We hear in the news all the time. So we are all border communities right now. We all have a vested interest in this. And one other thing, again, this has been conveyed to me every time I've been to the border. I've been to the border now 3 times. Significant numbers of people that are on the terrorist watch list getting caught down there. There's another issue that all Americans need to worry about, the people that are pouring over. They're not all coming from South America. A lot of them coming over from other places, Middle East and Africa. They come through South America, Mexico, because they know they can get in.
Congressman, you talk about the gaps in the hole. You also talk about the problems with staffing. I know the Biden administration doesn't really address those things. At the state of Texas, there was a talk of them maybe state-funded covering up those gaps in the wall. Is there any more talk of that?
I believe they are doing that. You know, one upside in Texas, I mean, it's still not easy, is that 95% of the land in Texas is privately owned. So they, you know, negotiating with some of those, you know, those farmers, those farms to build border walls on the Texas side. I believe they are proceeding with that. Obviously, that takes time, but I give them a lot of credit for being proactive and not waiting on the administration. The administration just does not seem inclined to do that. You know, the two significant policies that Joe Biden undid that started this was, day one, he stopped the construction of the border wall, and day one, he stopped the Remain in Mexico policy. Because, you know, that policy was in the past, prior to that policy being enacted, people would come here, step over the border into the U.S., turn themselves over, ask for asylum, and then there was a procedure to have an asylum hearing. But because of the backlog, it was maybe a year and a half. So they would get an appearance ticket, and they would be let out into the country, put on a bus, put on a plane, so-called catch and release. And the majority of people never came back. So the Trump administration put a kind of a policy in place saying, we will hear your asylum hearing, but you will wait in Mexico, not in the United States. And most people don't qualify for asylum. They know that. That's why they don't come back to the hearing. Well, now they're in Mexico, and that was an incredible deterrent for people who were not genuinely coming here with asylum as their end goal. And Joe Biden undid that policy on day one. Those two things were the reason that the onslaught started. And just one other thing, there's a provision called Title 42 that was started in the Trump administration, and it was based on the COVID pandemic. And that was based on health law, which allowed the border to say to people, because of the pandemic, we can't process you. We can turn you right around. And that is still in place. That has been very effective in being able to deter a lot of people from coming in. But as we know, COVID is subsiding, and my guess is shortly that Title 42 will be done. When that's done, we will have a whole nother onslaught of people coming in the border. So it's not getting better. It potentially could get far worse, and that's why the Biden administration, again, needs to course correct here. They need to be realistic about this, but I unfortunately don't see it. I don't see they seem to not really focus at all on this issue, and so unless something dramatic changes, it will continue.
Congressman Chris Jacobs, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Okay, thank you.
That is Congressman Chris Jacobs talking about the State of the Union and also his trip Friday to the southern border. We have news with Alan Harris and then speaking with Kevin Hardwick right after Alan here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.